With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A nationally known conservative commentator and former law enforcement officer is joining the Trump administration.
Dan Bongino, a former Secret Service agent and conservative pundit, has been chosen to serve as FBI deputy director. President Trump announcing on social media, Bongino is a man of incredible love and passion for our country. Bongino would serve under Kash Patel, who was sworn in Friday as FBI director and has signaled his intent to reshape the bureau. Bongino was born in New York City and was an NYPD officer before joining the Secret Service. He then went on to work for Fox News before leaving to start his own show. I'm Julie Walker.
Federal workers face a deadline this week. Elon Musk's Doge team directing them to report five specific things, bullet points of what they accomplished last week, or face possible dismissal. There is some confusion over the order, however, with some agencies telling employees to hold off on responding. Also at SRNnews.com, as the Trump administration pursues talks with Russia aimed at ending the war in Ukraine, a dozen leaders from Europe and Canada's prime minister are visiting Kiev, marking the third anniversary of Russia's invasion. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he's willing to step down if it would end the bloodshed and bring his country into NATO. Layoffs are coming to Starbucks, the global coffee chain planning to pink slip 1,100 corporate employees worldwide. A Mississippi sheriff's deputy is dead after being shot while responding to a call. It happened last night at a residence in the small town of Terry. It's about 15 miles southwest of Jackson, Mississippi. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are in positive territory. The Dow is up 94 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index ahead 38. And the S&P trading 14 points higher. This is SRN News. America's pastors are concerned about persecuted Christians.
93% of Protestant clergymen say they've brought up the issue of our suffering brothers and sisters around the globe from the pulpit at least one time in the last year, according to a new poll from Lifeway Research. Over 85% of pastors say they've also led prayers for the persecuted and urged their congregation to continue praying on their own. About one-third of clergy have also handed out information about global persecution to their parishioners. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German investigators say the suspect in a stabbing attack at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial and left a Spanish tourist seriously injured is a Syrian refugee who apparently wanted to kill Jews. The victim sustained life-threatening injuries to the neck when he was attacked, but is now out of danger. In a separate case, police in the neighboring state of Brandenburg have arrested an 18-year-old Russian national on suspicion of preparing an attack on the Israeli embassy. This is SRN News. The Alabama Supreme Court refusing to block the execution of a man who's been on the state's death row for a very long time.
The court has authorized the execution of Robin Myers, who was convicted in the 1991 killing of his neighbor, Ludie Mae Tucker. A jury member at his 1994 trial is among those urging Governor Kay Ivey to consider clemency and leave Myers in prison for the rest of his life. The execution will be carried out by nitrogen gas at a date set later by the governor's office. Jason Walker reporting.
Texas pipeline company Energy Transfer is suing Greenpeace, accusing it of defamation, disruptions, and attacks during demonstrations against the Dakota Access Pipeline. Greenpeace says a lawsuit, which will go to trial in North Dakota today, threatens free speech rights and its very future. More details at SRNnews.com.